Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. Up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how strong I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with your stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Yeah, the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, you could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, her lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips are slow mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip the heavy bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
This is Delicious Talk. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. And this evening's show is Does Size Matter? But before we get into that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me if this is your first time ever tuned into Delicious Talk. I'm an author and a poet. I have two books published. My first book is West Pass Is Not Forgotten. My second book, You Might Get Lucky. They both can be ordered on my website, which is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com. Also, I'm a co-host for a couple of other Blog Talk Radio shows. The first one is Chocolate Coffee Books, which right now we're on vacation from that show, and we will return in May. That website is blogtalkradio.com/chocolate, chocolate coffee books. The second show I do on Sundays at 9 p.m. is the Lamont Carey Show. That's blogtalkradio.com/Lamont Carey. That's at 9 p.m. every Sunday. Okay, hopefully everybody's having a good week, had a good week. And like I said, tonight's show is does size matter? You know, is it true or not true? Does it matter when it comes to the size of a man's private part? If true, why? And if not true, why? And is it a cultural thing? Are well-endowed men abnormal? What is normal? Okay, so we're going to discuss, you know, those few avenues. Now, I think basically the normal size for a man's private part, their penis, is anywhere from 5.5 Caucasian, 6 for African Americans, and the Asian is generally 5 inches. Now, I think, well, what I understand or heard was that anything over that amount is abnormal. Well, if it's normal for it to be 6 inches or whatever, I guess maybe it might be abnormal, but it hasn't been proven to me. I really don't know that. I'm not going to dispute it. But it seems that it may be a myth that black men are more well-endowed, the most well-endowed man on the planet, whereas you have some white men that are well-endowed as well. Now, the Asians, I really don't know, but I understand that they're well-endowed men in every category. And as far as who's the most or anything like that, I really can't dispute that. Now, I have had experiences with small penises, medium size, and large penises. And I think that basically they all can be satisfying depending on how they're used, because they say it's not the size of the ship but the motion of the ocean. Now, a small penis generally can reach the G-spot. Not to say that a large penis can't either, but the small penis can definitely go right to the G-spot depending on the position of the woman and the rhythm that, you know, you're using for a small penis. Large penis or medium-sized penises generally are for more penetrating beyond the G-spot. But like I said, it can also go to the G-spot, but not as easily as a small penis as well as a large penis. There are so many things you can do with a penis that fits, I'll say, because some women have vaginas that are small, some have large, some have medium. So when it fits, it's, you know, it's really good. Because I also understand that anything that doesn't, well, if say like if you're with a well-endowed man, all of it doesn't necessarily go in because there's a cutoff in the vagina and the rest is just overflow. And I know what you're thinking, probably, because if a baby can come out of there, anything can go up in there, but that's not true. It's just, you know, how you're built when you're having childbirth. When you're having childbirth and having a penis in you, it's entirely two different things. So, also, I did a little research, and I came up with something I'd like to read to you. It says, men the world over have similar-sized penises. You see men of all races and nationalities on nudist beaches in Europe, and they are all about the same size. The average size of a man's penis is 6 to 6.5 inches long. It is my assertion that penis size is relatively due to the location of evolution or adaptation from one's surroundings. For instance, the Inuit man in Alaska could have an 8-inch penis, but he would evolve to have a highly hidden penis to avoid losing it to frostbite. So you might say he is a grower, not a shower. In sharp contrast, an African man in South Africa could have the same 8-inch penis, but his would not need to retract so much for protection from harsh winters. In fact, it would stay more relaxed, increasing surface area to dissipate heat. So upon standing these two together in a non-arousal state, one would clearly think the Inuit's penis was much smaller. Then upon them both getting erect, they would be the exact same. This, in my opinion, is the reason for penis stereotypes, While this may be merely my observation, the part about location, evolution, adaptation affecting the penis is fact. And I sort of like believe that as well, because it can be a cultural thing. Or it could be, you know, like they had explained. Is this Otto?
It's Penelope and Otto. Either both of us are one of us here.
Okay. How are you guys?
We're fine. I know I'm on, and I think he's on, but separately. So we're both here.
He's not on yet. Oh, he's on now. Okay, let me bring him in. Good evening, Otto. How are you?
Delicious in the house.
We should say Otto's in the house, my guest co-host. Okay, you've missed a little bit of what I had talked about. It basically was nothing that, I basically said that it's a myth, or it may not be a myth, that they say that the black man is the most well-endowed man on the earth.
Ain't no myth, Delicious.
So it's not a myth?
Oh, brother.
It's true.
Okay, do you have any proof of that, or?
You better not.
I'm holding on to it right
now.
I'm holding on to it right now.
No, what
you
I'm
better saying, know nothing about it.
I'm holding on to it right now,
is,
Delicious.
Did you read that anywhere, or did someone tell you that? Because just like I had just read, you know, a little statement here that I had gotten off the internet, and it says that men the world over have similar sized penises. And it says, you see men of all races and nationalities on nudist beaches in Europe, and they are all about the same size. Now, Europe is a white country or whatever, isn't it? Mostly.
That's a continent. It's a continent.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This is the thing. You know, if you, you know, I play ball. Mm-hmm. You want any man to play ball, been in the locker room. Most of the brothers are in there. And there's some, you know, Anglo guys there too. But mostly brothers. And, yeah, we do have larger penises.
Okay.
While you're looking, I thought you weren't supposed to look. I thought that was the rule of the locker room. That you're not supposed to be looking at other people's stuff.
I said I'm not staring.
Well,
staring at it. I'm not staring at it. You happen to see it.
Well,
Did it see shawls for so long? Did you, and why? Did you just can't avoid seeing them?
Well, just like a naked man walking past me. I'm not. I take the whole body. I'm not looking at his penis. Just at his penis.
Right.
Why don't you just look at his face?
What's that?
Just look at his face. You know, like, hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm not staring at his. I'm not just staring. But I tell you though, Delicious, that you know, having played ball and stuff, having grown up with brothers and stuff like that, and it's not a myth. It really is.
Oh, okay. Because I also picked up a little bit more information here, and it says, I'm a nurse pediatrician. I have seen over 300 circumcisions in a year's time of babies from birth to 1 month. To perform a circumcision on an infant, a pediatric uses a device called a plastibel. The plastibel comes in 6 sizes. Already from birth, a black baby has a larger penis. I know this because we always end up using one of the larger size plastibels. White babies are from medium to large.
Oh, no, that's
Asian babies are from small to medium.
Those are babies. I mean, you can't tell.
Yeah, I think that would change, I would think. Yeah,
yeah,
but also
good.
You have to look at it this way, that how many black males go through most hospitals? I mean, it depends on what type of hospital this is and where it is, because we only make up 20% of the population, you know, if that much, huh?
12.
Yeah, well, even less.
I tell you what, Delicious, this is the thing. Regardless of ethnicity, black or white, you know who has the largest penises? You know who has the largest penises?
Who?
Transvestites.
Transvestites?
Yep.
Why would you say that?
Because it's true. I mean, holy
black,
cow.
Black or white transvestites?
No, it don't make no difference. Listen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, their dicks are huge. I don't know why it is. I don't know why that is, but it is.
Why would you say something like that? And encourage people to
No, it's true. Listen, I know. Listen, there was a friend. He was going to get in the car with some he thought was a woman, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was getting ready to jump in the car with this woman and saw that this woman, and he was ugly, so he had no business thinking no woman was going to pull up and get him in the car. And so he looked in the car because he thought a beautiful woman was going to have sex with a beautiful woman. He looked, and this man had a schlong hanging all the way down to his knee.
Mm.
And almost every show, you go on the internet, if you like the internet, you go on the internet and look at transvestites. Their schlongs are more huge, and I don't know why that is. But their dongs be swinging, I'm telling you.
So this is what you use the internet for, to go around and look at pictures of transvestites.
I don't need it.
What would make a man want to change his sex if he has such a long penis?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, but I'm just saying, I mean, he could use that.
I mean, you have to use it on a guy. I mean, what are you talking about?
No, the transvestite
doesn't
want to use.
They
don't. They get their penis and they swing and they put it between their legs and you know, tie it up, you know, behind them. So that, you know, you saw that movie. With,
yeah, like in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's what
they
do.
Silence of the Lambs, the guy takes his schlong and puts it between his legs so that you can't see it from the front, so he has a nice, smooth appearance.
Oh.
Yeah, they try to look like women, so they get their stuff and
y'all ever
and
watch RuPaul?
Yeah, he probably got a big schlong, too.
But, you know, wait a minute. That, you know, why would you say that? Because he's tall or because he's black? Because some people equate men who are tall and have big hands, big feet, and stuff like that with having big penises. And that basically is not true.
No, I think because he's a transvestite, Delicious. I think people who it must be something in the genes that overproduction.
I thought he was just a drag queen.
No, that boy is no. He's more than that. It's more than that. It must be something like in the hormones or something.
Mm-hmm.
It just causes them to want to be to like look like women or act like women, dress like women, and also causes their penises to be longer.
Okay.
You know what? Would you stop making up your own science?
There's something else that I've read also. It says this makes perfect sense. Since the size of a male's reproductive organ is not only affected by genetics, but also by how much testosterone the body produces.
Exactly.
And it's scientifically accepted and proven that blacks have more muscle mass per square inch than whites, and especially Asians. That's because blacks produce more testosterone.
And the thing is this, Delicious,
well, but
too.
You know, but wouldn't that mean that even women who are black would produce more testosterone because we would have higher muscle mass.
But women who have testosterone, they generally grow beards and mustaches and stuff like that.
No, not all, but no.
Well, some
of them. A lot of women that have high testosterone levels. I mean, like Madonna has a high testosterone level. It basically just makes one have sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I think because black men, you know, sex is a lot in your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People dress up and people do mind games and people play sex roles and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When a black man, because there's such a lot of stuff is myth, a lot of stuff is true, but because black men have this sort of myth about their sexual prowess, you know, so even if you have a small dick, you know, the thing is that women think that, you know, black men are really bringing it on. And so they think that.
And that's why black women are so damn disappointed, because, I mean, I say 8 times out of 10, black men don't know what in the world they're doing in the bedroom. They think that they can walk in and have this myth thing walk in with them. And they think they're bringing it, but, you know, all they're doing is just bringing the pain. They ain't bringing nothing else.
I have another call on the line. Let's see what they have to say. 303, are you there?
Yes.
What do you have to
Delicious.
Comment or question about how you
how
doing,
you
Red?
Doing? This Red, you're from Denver. The topic, does size matter? I think only women and men with small penises can answer that question. And the reason why I say that, because I'm 7.5 inches and thick, and no one ever questioned me, so I wouldn't know. But those are the two people who can answer that question. Also, you had said earlier that men with small penises are able to hit the G-spot better than us guys that's over 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get me a knife and cut mine off 2.5 inches tonight.
And your partner will love you for it.
Your partner will love you. But no, you can't.
Wait a minute. I got a couple of questions. And one to answer the question the male co-host who said about transvestites. And the lady, his wife, I guess, wanted to know how he know. Well, it goes back to what he said earlier, the locker room. They walk around swinging it just like everybody else. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and genetics.
I don't hang out in the locker room, so I don't know about those things.
And one last thing, genetics. And you know, I grew up in public housing, so we didn't have showers. You had to take baths. And I had to go to the bathroom more often than most kids, you know. And my dad being there, boy, when he got out that tub, I mean, his dick was long, you know. But I guess that's why I got my 7.5 inches. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show, and I like the topic, and I'm going to stay tuned.
Okay. Well, okay.
Go ahead.
You said it's genetics.
You said that.
Oh, right. It's genetics because I know of a couple of people who told me, well, they had big penis, and they also said that their son's, you know, penis was big as well.
Mm.
So it probably can be, you know, a genetic type thing, or like the testosterone, or, you know, what's the, you know, the purpose of men. Now, another thing, do you think that a man who has, because the norm is 6 inches or 6.5 inches, well, let's say a man who has anywhere from 9 to 14 inches, would you consider that abnormal? Because there are men who have 9 to 14 inches.
Who's interested in that?
Sorry,
you need to take that circus trick somewhere else.
No, there are men.
When we start getting past 10, we are heading into the, you know, gnome woman's land or no man's land, whatever you want to call it. I'm sorry, because people start getting excited and stuff and they start having sex. And somebody with that much equipment, man, they start banging and jumping and humping and stretching out your stuff, you know. I'm sorry. I'm in it for comfort, you know.
Would you consider that anywhere from 9 to 14 inches as being abnormal?
I think it's large.
Right.
Well,
it definitely is large, but is that an abnormality?
I don't know if it's abnormal, but I think that's large. I don't know. You have to be a tall woman. I mean, really long between, you know, your navel and the entrance to your vagina, with something that big to not hurt you. And of course,
it's gonna hurt.
I don't want to hurt. I want to enjoy this. I don't want to hurt. You know, I said 9 is good. You know, 9 is good.
Well,
yeah. But it also depends on.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll say this, Gail. The lady who also co-hosted, she's right. You know, we walk in the door with our 7.5 inches. We figure we ain't got to do nothing but bring it. But I learned over the years that you got to bring it and you got to do something with it. But there's a lot of men that's big, and I'm sure that's what they do. They just walk in the door and just swing it and bring it.
But some men don't even
know
what to do with it as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They don't.
That's the point she made. You know, they just big and they walking in the door swinging, you know.
Mm-hmm. And some men don't know. But see, even if it's big, there is a way for you to, because the vagina is only going to take but so much regardless to how big it is anyway. So there are ways that you can enjoy it. You know, there are ways, because if you sit on it, or, you know, you don't ingest all of it, you can enjoy
it
like that.
All sex help too, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but,
I figure Delicious, if a woman could give birth to a baby, She could certainly.
Well, you know what?
But you know what? That's not fun.
That's
you
different.
Understand?
That's different than having a penis
fun.
Going in and out of you. When you have a baby, those canals open for a reason. And when you
have a nine and a half dick is open up for a reason.
No. It only goes so far. And all the rest is just is overload.
Well,
it only goes so far.
Well, if you got a baby boy coming out there, just think you got a dick and a baby coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Yeah, man. That's true.
You know, that's
you
true.
Got
that's
it all, you know.
That's true, man. That's true.
Well, anyway, let me just get off and continue to listen and let other folks talk. And thanks for my call.
All right, Reggie. Hang in
all
there.
Right.
Hold on. I mean, just listen in, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thanks
but
for
you
call.
Know what? Delicious, the big thing is to me, and people start talking about, you know, 9 inches, 8 inches, 10 inches, 14, whatever, but it's not long, it's thick. And
right.
anything, I mean, that's the trick. I mean, you get, that's what women are looking for, you know, so they, I mean, what, you know, what point do they get something like the size of a lead, a lead pencil? You know, you don't want long and thin, you'd rather have short and thick,
right.
or, you know, long and thick, but it's the thick. That gets it. I mean, that's the thing.
Right. So that just, I still haven't really got an answer to the question, but I guess.
What's the question again, Delicious?
The question is it a normal penis to be mm-hmm. 9 to 14 inches?
I haven't seen that many over 9 ever.
Delicious, I don't think that's normal.
I mean,
I know.
And I've seen like magazines and stuff they have them.
Yeah.
But in real life, I think only 1/9.
And Delicious, what? This is another thing. This is the thing someone told me, or I heard it somewhere. But it seems like old dudes have big, huge cocks.
Old dudes?
Yeah.
That's stupid. You're talking about something real. Really
oh man,
stupid.
I thought they shrink up over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why that is. I mean, could someone tell me, like somebody like 60 years old or something, whether they, you know, had their penises like, got larger over time? Is there something like that? Because it seems that that's the case, right? Cause,
I don't think so. I don't
no?
think they get larger. Their balls get larger.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Seen that.
I don't know.
And the only reason
know.
Why I've seen it was because I worked in the hospital and,
right.
you know, going into a patient's room and their balls are hanging over the bed and their penises look
okay,
like.
Okay, no, that's just. Okay,
okay
that's
we're not
just
talking
happening.
About.
Right.
We're not talking about those porn
right.
films that you were in. We're talking
right.
about a different thing now. So this is the thing. This is, let me explain to you the. Since I'm a male I'm gonna tell, and I have a penis, I'm going to tell you what happens. When you're younger, you know, you have, your penis is more thin, right? And then as you mature as a man, your penis becomes thicker as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like all your other body parts, you probably stop growing around the age of 25. That's why young men, you know, their penises may be long, but it's not as thick as an older man who's in his mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, there's that as well. So it's a lot of it has to do with age. That's why I wanted to, you know, try to, you know, gauge what people, older guys, especially whether their penises seem like they get older over time or from non-use or whatever. I'm not certain what it is, but a lot of people say that as men get older, their penises get more large.
Oh, well, I haven't heard that. You're on, Reggie.
Well, I have to agree. I am 61, and I find that it does get thicker. And I notice I do go swimming and I do go to the gym that the older guys do get thicker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Even for me, and I'm 61, I can't explain it. So the co-host male is right. It does
oh,
get thicker.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
So he has something to look forward to.
Oh boy! Well, at least I have something to look forward to, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you have something to look forward to, right?
Well, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's true, though. That is true. I can say that from experience.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And see,
well,
the thing also, Delicious, is no one measures their penis. I mean, you don't. as soon as you're with a woman and it gets to the point of you're getting ready to penetrate, you don't say, hey, baby, go get me a tape measure. So how does anyone really know?
You did. You did.
Normally people don't do that.
Tape measure. Huh?
The lady can answer that because we had that conversation before. Most men do measure there. That's why I say I'm 7.5 and thick, because I done measured them more than 1,000 times.
I don't even want to know. I tried to sneak a couple of inches. In there.
What?
I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine somebody coming in? Let's say you're like
a teenager,
18.
No, you do it before 18. You get there. No, you do it before you get to the scene of the crime.
How do you know whether you're fully aroused to the point where you can measure it?
Well,
the guys I know, they get a woman to measure for them. They don't do it themselves.
I don't want no ruler. Come on now.
No, tape measure. People use a tape measure.
Yeah, tape measure.
You got a tape measure in your bedroom drawer, right?
No.
Just in case your partner say, hey, baby, measure my dick. I just want to know.
Well, if you have that kind of relationship where you're having that kind of fun, heck yes.
I've never asked the guy, could I measure his dick? I asked him, has he ever measured it?
And his dick started to shrink.
His particular.
As soon as you said that. Because if you say something like that, you know what you're saying? Hey, honey, have you ever measured a dick? You know what the guy's going to say? Oh, shit, my dick is small.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but if a guy asks you to do it, it's generally because they know it's big and they just want to show off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you call it with that measurement stick and it's more small than he thought? It's like 4.5 inches. He said, wait a minute, let me. It's not ready yet. Measure it again.
Yeah, they don't like to measure theirs anyway. The ones that are small and they know they're small, they don't like to measure. And they'll tell you.
You know what? What's the old saying? Anything more than a mouthful is too much. So, you know, I have no problem either way. When I was a younger woman, it didn't matter to me either way. Mm-hmm. Because there's more, you know, I'm gonna have fun regardless. You know, I'm not, you know, saying, okay, I'm sorry, you know, you're not 8 inches, so, you know, you're out the door. You know, no way. I mean, you can do something with every piece of equipment somebody brings in the door. You can use it. You can make use of it.
Well, I think that's nice to say, but I think most women, just physically looking at a man, they want a man that has some sort of, you know, nice size penis. They want it.
Someone in the chat room says, so only a 9-inch can please. What size is too small? That is a fair question. So what size is too small?
There's no such thing.
Hmm?
There's no such thing because everything is how you work it. I mean, you get somebody that has an imagination and knows how to work it, mm-hmm. let them work it. I mean, that's you know, I'm not going to say, you know, that, you know, this is no good, this is not going to work. Shoot, they may know some tricks that I don't know. So, you know, if you know some tricks, then show me.
And did you also know, I read somewhere that men who have small penis are quick ejaculators.
Well, that may be.
I never heard that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one time I was with this guy.
And maybe they are because they get sex so rarely.
Huh?
Maybe because they're small, they get sex so rarely that they just get really excited.
Well, that may be it, but it is a statement that men who have small, because I was with this guy one time, and he was rather small. I think he was maybe, and he was really small, maybe about 4 inches. And before I had and this is the God's honest truth, as soon as he put it in, he came. So I just
How do you
said,
know
well,
that?
Huh?
How did you know it was in?
Well, whatever. He said he came. So then the second time, well, I just said, okay, well, maybe he's really excited. So we did it the second time. The same thing happened, so I just figured that he had a problem. And, you know, that's basically what it was. And another guy was small. He basically, you know, did oral on me for the longest time. And I told him, I said, when are you going to give me some meat with these potatoes? And when he did, actually, now that was a time I didn't know whether it was in or not, because he was just so, it was little, it looked like a wee wee.
Oh, stop it, girl.
Yes, yes, it did. That's why he was basically giving me the oral. But, you know, that was all good, too. But, I did want some meat with those potatoes.
Yep. Well, maybe small guys come faster because they think because they're small, they want to just get it over and get it out the way.
Oh, nobody wants to do that. No,
know
what
I agree. No. Wait a minute. I agree. I agree with that.
They want to do it and get it out the way.
Yeah,
being a little bit selfish. If they can satisfy their partner, then why don't they do that instead of getting theirs off and getting it out the way?
They not selfish.
No.
Because they small.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that one of the problems is if somebody who is that quote unquote small and they're not getting sex on the regular, that it could be again, like, you know, Delicious says, you know, guys with her, he gets so excited that he just goes. And maybe what he needs to do is a little bit more manual stimulation, you know, a little bit more using the hands
to
desensitize him. He needs to be desensitized by using the hands before
he
gets, you know.
What he needs to do is get a little dick ass out of the way and let the boys with the big dick play. So,
right. He needs to jerk off before he get to your house. Get
exactly.
The little boys, like he said, out the way, and then let the big boys take over.
That's right.
So
come on.
Just,
I mean, that's a waste
of
time.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I
so
do that
the thing
when
is,
I do that when I'm with new women before I, you know, because I don't want to, even though I'm 61, she's new, and I don't want the anxiety to come in, so I jerk off before she get there. So when she come over there and we get off, then I go longer and longer and longer because I got it out the way.
But see, these guys with little dicks, they don't they have an ego problem too because they know that they can't hang.
Right.
And so they got all kind of issues, you know what I mean, that comes along with little penis.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's as little. But, I mean, I guess it's how you think. For instance, like I know men who are short but thick. That's good. I mean, that's.
I'm talking about people I'm talking about men that like Delicious. The women don't even know it's in. Come on now.
Okay. I mean, we've all had those experiences before. And I think that the thing, again, that bothers me is an issue of technique. And I don't like it when a situation where you have a guy who knows that he's not that well endowed. Number one, the one incident that I remember very clearly and many, many, many years ago, this guy, he talked a good game. I mean, what he's going to do when he's going to do this. And he's swinging it and slinging it. And, you know, he's going to hang. Oh, I'm going to scream. He's going to get me to do. I'm going to. And, man, that stuff was Vienna sausage. That's what I got. That's what I got.
Yeah, I don't like
so
it when a guy.
Pissed.
Right,
when
the guy lies
on his
penis. Don't tell me that you got something.
Yeah.
You bring it. It's nothing, you know.
I mean,
that's
things like, don't lie. Just let me know so I know to prepare. Because I show up, get ready to get busted out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you bring to the table? I was so mad. I mean, the whole time, I mean, he's carrying on. Ooh-wee, you know, he's getting his. I'm just like, this SOB, he better come with serious technique and work this shit. But he didn't.
Did you tell him when it was over?
And, you know, it's just like, get out. You know, he's like getting all comfortable. Like he's like, oh no, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go now.
See, the reason why that guy is like that because no one tells him that he's not
right.
Good.
You're probably right. Well, he called me. Well, the thing last time he called me, and he asked me why it was that I told some of the other females that he knew that he was trying to get with. I said, "Oh no, you're not doing that to anybody else."
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. No. And then I told. He was not about to get out there and start that lie with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know,
the delicious thing is this. If you have a small penis,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know that sex and orgasm come through friction, you know,
mm-hmm.
intercourse is friction. How can you create that friction if you have a small penis?
Well, you know, the best thing I think a man could do with a small penis is especially if he's already had his orgasm, he needs to take it out.
But how does he have an orgasm? How does he have an orgasm with no friction involved?
He needs to satisfy me. He needs to either rub it on my clitoris or give me oral.
Well, you just said that you want meat with your potatoes, so that's not even.
Oh yeah, but I'm just saying, if he can do one or the other, if it's too small going in, then he can rub it on my clitoris until I have an orgasm, or he can have oral sex with me. But I really do prefer to have meat with my potatoes.
Okay, so there's nothing. Basically, a guy with a small penis can do hardly anything for you at all.
Well, that depends. Now, I haven't been with a guy with a small penis for a minute, simply because I don't like to. I like to be in harmony with my partner, and I can't be in harmony with somebody with a small penis because he has to work extra hard. That's making me work extra hard.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask this, the women, okay? Is there a way to tell whether a guy has a small penis or not? Is there a way that a person dresses or acts or a job that he has or a job that don't? Is there some way that women can tell that a guy is not, he doesn't have anything at all? He got a small dick and he's just trying to, you know, play you, you know, to make like he got something. He ain't got nothing.
Well, sometimes if a guy's sitting down, sometimes if you look between their legs and you can't see anything, I mean, no type of and no type of print at all, then there's nothing going on there, as far as I'm concerned. Now, if you can
What if he's wearing material like jacket or coat or something? You can't see.
Shorts or something. Yeah.
If he's wearing a coat.
Yeah, you can't see anything. How you tell
even
with
jockey
it?
I'm talking
shorts,
about if he's sitting down and you see between his legs.
Yeah,
but
he's not naked. He's wearing clothes.
On,
you ain't gonna see no outline.
Yeah, or cold, like you say, you know.
How you gonna tell?
Well, if I rub up against him, if we dance.
Okay, without doing that, Delicious. I mean, is it short guys that have? Or is it tall guys?
No, because
guys?
Some short guys are packed. Some tall guys are not. So it basically, I don't think it has anything to do with the size, your height, your weight, your hands, your feet, and all this and that. Because some fat guys have big penises.
So what is it that the woman can tell? Is there something that woman can say, that guy's a small dick, I don't have to rub up against him.
She can tell when she tries to feel and he keep moving away. That's
when he does that, when he don't want you to touch it.
Maybe he's a homosexual. You don't want a woman to touch it.
No, maybe he's afraid that if you know what he got, he's not going to get to second base. Because some men are like that. They plot and plan and scheme. And then when it comes down to it, they can't deliver anything. So they come in there with this intention of, you know, getting you. If they can get you in the bed, get your panties off, then they all good. But if you feel and you don't feel anything, the first thing that's going to go through my mind, oh, no. You ain't got nothing coming.
Have you ever asked the question, are you in yet?
Yeah.
That's bad sex, right?
The guy I told you had the wee wee. I had to ask him because
That would never happen to me. That would never ever happen to me because there is a guy. He's not gonna get his stuff inside me unless it's either been in my hand or my mouth. It doesn't go there first. I mean, I've either had my hands on her or I've had it in my mouth. I am not gonna got to jump up and put his.
Because, like I said, he was always going down on me. So when we finally did it, it was dark. I never saw it until after that. That's what was going on.
But you didn't touch it. You didn't fondle it. You didn't play with it. I mean, you didn't go down on him. I mean, nothing.
Nope. He just, well, what had happened, he was, you know, like I said, he was eating me, and I asked him, I said, well, I want some meat. So he got up. Then he got on top of me, and that was it. I didn't, you know, get a chance to touch his feel or anything. Then I asked him, was it in? And he said yes. So, you know,
I don't see how I don't see how the guy can enjoy that. I don't see – there's no friction to
– I don't think he was enjoying it because, number one, like I said, basically that was basically all he did to any woman I imagine that he ever was with was to have oral sex with them. Because this, he was doing that for months.
So how did he get off then?
I guess he went into the bathroom and jacked off. I don't know.
Get the hell out of here. Come on, man. Leave that ass alone. Come on.
No,
so
I mean,
thing
I
is,
think you're...
Guys with little penises like to have anal sex a lot.
Oh, well, he didn't have anal with me. Maybe he was having
anal
with somebody else.
Maybe he didn't need it. Yeah, maybe he had the anal with somebody else, and you were just his, you know, finger-licking good thing or something.
Well, you know, I mean, then, you know, some guys that, like I said, the smaller guys, they basically would... you know, satisfy me by hitting my G-spot.
But let me ask you this. It's like, you know, guys who are not good-looking have to work harder, and guys who are good-looking don't have to work as hard. So do you think guys with little penises, they have, you could tell they got little penises because they seem like they got to work harder at trying to get women. You know, they have all these come-on lines and all this kind of stuff. And a guy that have the big penises, they basically, hey, little baby, you know, you let's get down, you know. They don't have
don't
to do a
so.
Whole lot of stuff. No, you don't think
so? I don't think so. No, I don't
well,
think it's that
I,
way
I,
at all. I think that it happens when they get into the bedroom. Now, I agree that in the bedroom, you
right.
see a guy who believes that he's got to do a lot of work, he's going to get in there and work. These guys who are, like you were saying, guys who are good looking, who think that they just show up and they just, okay, here's my penis, you know, go to work. And I have dealt with many like that who think that, you know, okay, here I am, you know. Get to work. And it's like, I don't think so. You just get up in here. I mean, I've dealt with guys also who are very attractive, athletic, very well endowed, who can turn a mother out. So, you know, it's a person. It is, you know, what they've been, you know, brought on to believe. But I do think that guys who've been told that they're good looking, guys told that they're hot, that they believe that, you know, a lot of them come into a relationship or into a sexual relationship believing that all they have to do is bring the equipment and, you know, you're basically in charge of making your own fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're with somebody who is like that, I got to tell you, I would prefer a man with a larger, thicker penis if I have to make my own fun. It's a lot harder to, quote, unquote, make your own fun when a man has a smaller penis and doesn't have meat.
Mm-hmm.
Unless,
yeah.
you know, unless you're in the mood for oral. And frankly, you know, it's a lot more comfortable, you know, performing oral sex on a man who's 4 or 5 inches than it is, you know, 7, 8, you know,
right.
inches or in more.
Mouth.
Exactly.
I have a caller on the
because,
line. See what
because.
They have to say. 267, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And yourself? You have a question or a comment?
I just tune in, and I just want to catch up on what, you know, what's the topic. I know seismic. It says size matter. Sometimes, you know, sometimes some guys, you know, they have the big penises, but they don't know how to, you know, they don't know what to do with it, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that's true. That is true.
You know, they don't know what to do with it, you know. For me, it comes down bottom line, you know. If she's not squirting, I ain't doing, she's faking an orgasm with me. Bottom line.
If she's what?
If she's not squirting, she's not getting wet, squirting, throwing things out.
She's
faking.
Wait a minute now.
All women don't squirt.
Every woman doesn't do that.
Oh, man, 9 out of 10 times it doesn't mean.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe you got the right, you live in the right state or city or something. But
no,
most of the women that I've been in.
It's a technique. It's a technique thing.
Right, and most women don't squirt.
Nah, most women don't care. And listen, most dudes don't care about women squirting. All they care about is that it's wet. You know, that's what they want.
No. I don't think so.
Nah, man. That's all I care about. I don't care about no squirting. I care about me squirting.
You can't say that for you. That's for her.
Yeah, but I'm the one that's squirting in this relationship, baby. That's the one I'm. My squirt is the thing is
you
that,
are an idiot.
You know
that you are an idiot.
All I care about is if wet, because to me, you know, that means that the woman is sexually excited. So if she's not sexually excited, then you know, the squirting thing is a technique that, you know, some women have mastered, but I don't think it's a measuring stick to see whether or not the woman is actually, or the guy is actually doing what he needs to do to make the woman come.
I think that that's a really good indicator. You need to give a class.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you want to give up a class to squirting? I don't know. The women could do a class on how to squirt.
I mean, I think if a man could show up and tell the men what they need to do to get a woman to squirt, I think that men should want to listen. I think that's good information.
Yeah.
I like the squirt.
Because it,
well, you say, yeah.
No.
In the beginning, listen, Delicious, the beginning, you say, oh, women don't squirt. And I would say, yeah.
No, he's saying that he should give up a class as far as, like, but all women don't squirt.
I know.
But he's saying that if a woman doesn't squirt, she's faking orgasm. That's not true.
No, I don't think that's right either, though. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I think what you said is right. I think just because a woman doesn't squirt doesn't mean that she's faking an orgasm. At least I hope so, because if that's the case, my whole life has been wasted.
Your whole life.
There've been a bunch of women faking. I got to go back and check the women. But I don't think any woman that I've been with ever squirted, as far as I know.
Mhm. Yeah, but you know, some men like the women who squirt, and some men don't. You know, everybody has.
I think that's. I'm sorry. I think that's cool. I would love to be able to do it. I mean, I'm serious. I think it's cool.
Mhm.
It's only because I don't like the idea of anybody being able to do something that I can't do. Mm-hmm. It's my own psychosis, but you know, it's like if I could do it, I absolutely would.
Penelope and Delicious, that's why you have, like in hotel rooms, you have stuff on the ceiling.
You got it.
Stuff
you get that blue light. No, you get that blue light. You ever go to a hotel room and they show that blue light? You turn the lights off.
Oh, yeah. And all semen and all that stuff is everywhere.
Yeah, it's all over the place because of squirting people, I guess.
But that don't necessarily mean a woman did that. A man could have been in there masturbating.
And just shot up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Hit the ceiling. How many people can jack their come up to the ceiling?
Well,
I have no idea. Can a woman go up to the ceiling?
If you're squirting, I guess it could. The squirting things that I saw, they go pretty far.
Well, you see these in pornographic movies?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh, okay. Well, those are little apparatuses that they use, darling.
Okay, well, what is it then, if you know it so much?
What?
The squirting devices. No, the squirting devices that make women squirt all the way out there like that in the porn films. What do they use?
Probably something that they put in them and it has water in it and they have a bulb or something next to them.
So it's not their bodily fluid. It's some fake stuff. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I heard. Because in pornographic movies, they do a lot of things that are just not true, that you can't do.
And this is the other thing. Speaking of pornographic movies, you know, a lot of porn stars use Viagra, right, to get mm-hmm. to maintain erections. Does Viagra make your penis larger?
Whose penis? I don't have a penis.
No, I'm just asking.
Viagra? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if Viagra does or not.
I never use it, but if someone does, let me know. I want to know.
Does Viagra make your penis larger?
Right.
I know it'll make it stay up longer.
How do you know that, Delicious?
Because I was told that.
Okay.
She doesn't know from personal knowledge.
Well, I'm interested in that because, you know, you have all these creams and you have all these things
right.
in the back of magazines that's supposed to make your penis larger, these pumps,
right.
these weights and all this other stuff. Does any of that stuff actually work?
Well, I had a friend. She had called me and she told me that her boyfriend had used, I forgot the name of it, but it was something that's supposed to make his penis grow. And she said his attitude changed and everything. So those things are not basically good for you. I have a couple of callers on the line. Let's see. 440, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You have a question or comment?
First of all, I wanted to say I love the show. I was listening to it. Viagra, just to touch up on the Viagra thing, does it make your penis size grow? it just keeps it hard for up to 4 hours. After 4 hours, then you got to go see a doctor. But the growth of pills and things that you were speaking about just a second ago, yeah, it can make you go crazy because the testosterone and the chemicals it has it on there, it's just like taking steroids, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can
really
mess with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know from personal experience. I just heard. But anyway.
yeah.
do they work?
Yeah.
Do they work? Yes and no. It'll work for that time, and then you're going to end up relying on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so that's where the problem comes in, you know.
Yeah.
So it's basically just putting more blood to that area and, you know, making it somewhat bigger, you know.
All right. So it's a temporary thing.
Yeah, but the question I have is, okay, it's a temporary thing. So you take the pill. And okay,
the cream.
Okay, let's say you don't even get, let's say you're not sexually aroused. You know, you're not with somebody. You don't, you know, necessarily feel like having sex, but you use the cream. Will it still have the same effect? Are you still going to get an erection or not?
Yes, you will.
Wow, even if you don't want one.
Basically, if you're not in an erection state at the time, you'll get more of a fat penis, you know, as in, not in length.
Okay.
Delicious.
Have,
are you watching the chat room?
Yeah.
And somebody's saying, you have 3 minutes left in the show,
yeah,
and they're asking you to extend. They're asking you to extend it.
Well, I can't extend the show. They only give me an hour. I'm sorry. We probably have to do a part two.
You got
to
do part two next week, Delicious.
No, next week's show is a different show. Okay.
So
don't
show up to that,
so come on our show Saturday night.
Yeah.
On in like Flynn. And come on our show and finish up tomorrow night.
Okay, we have a caller, 303.
You got no time. You don't have any time.
Just Reggie again.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, I do take Viagra, and it doesn't make you thicker. It does make you harder. And it lasts. I can do it the first night and go on the second night and do it.
Ah, damn, I'm getting me some.
I want to see a doctor on that one.
Not using, not on me or not.
I don't need no doctor.
Not for the
no,
I'm
talking about regarding the Viagra. If you hard
no,
that
but,
long,
but
that's not
listen,
good.
I was in D.C. and there was a place on around 4th or 5th and 8th Street Northeast, and they had something called Mojo, and it's better than Viagra. And it only costs $5 a pill.
That's
called,
not good,
it's
too.
It's called Mojo.
You got it from the truck stop off the freeway?
No, it's on a store on 8th Street Northeast.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
8th Street, here I come, y'all.
Well, I really hate to say this, but we're down to 2 minutes, and you guys can go over to Penelope Flynn's show tomorrow night and finish it up, where we'll have a part two. Tomorrow night, Penelope, your show going to be with Dinkster as well, right?
Yes. Well, actually, if we're going to talk about this stuff, I think it may be inappropriate with Dinkster's show. So maybe we'll push Dinkster back on a different show because this is inappropriate, I think, under the circumstances.
Oh, well, you know what? She's going to be on it tomorrow because I spoke with her.
Well, sure will. You know, then we'll get started and see where it leads.
Okay. Well, like I said, everybody, I have 1 minute left, and my next show will be on the 30th, the end of the month, and that show is titled The Real Precious. And that show is about victims of incest and molestation and rape. I appreciate everybody who came out. Otto and Penelope, I love you guys. Thanks a lot. Reggie, thank you for coming out. Everybody in the chat room, Baby Fatter 45, Guest 5057, James 336, Sniper 6, and the B-side. And everybody else who came in the chat room and then left, and those who are out listening, thank you for stopping in. You have a great weekend. See you guys tomorrow night, Penelope.
All right, Delicious.
And we'll have a part two to this show. Okay? Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Good night.